It is April 15th. It's tax deadline day. Don't know a lot of people too excited about that, but nonetheless, that's what it is. We reach out to Jason Cans now by phone to his home in Eau Claire. Time for the best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you had a bit of a drive to Minnesota over the weekend.
I did. I went to watch Tessa dance a little bit in Shakopee at one of the dance competitions. First one I've been able to make it to, so that was a lot of fun.
Yeah. How did she do?
Drive as well. She did well, I think. It certainly was enjoyable watching her.
Uh-huh.
It just feels like weekends are so busy. We often have overlapping kid stuff. And now that we have three cars in the house, I was finally able to get over there. So.
Yeah, and people talk about, you know, hey, you know, support your child in terms of their activities. It's one thing, like an area event, but, you know, it's a bit of a drive just one way, right?
So. Yep, absolutely. Yeah, it was a good drive. You know, I don't mind going over there. And
yeah.
So happy to be back with plenty of time to rest in the afternoon and get some good sleep. But yeah.
So not your usual fare of weekend pictures that you get?
No. Yeah. I brought my cameras along with me, but took no pictures. There were a couple of points along the way where I wanted to stop. I spotted a place where there were many eagle's nests all in one location, and I thought I may just skip Tessa's dance and take pictures, but I figured that was not the best option.
Well, Monday morning, so you know, a little different than that Friday feeling, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, back at it again. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
Yeah, part of the normal rhythm, I guess, of the week-to-week life and jumping back into it. One of my assistants is off today, so a little jealous of her, but that's all right.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, I think I know if it's not, I know at least at Eau Claire North, if not broader than that, there's an off day. So,
yeah, Memorial as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. All right. Yep. So that's going on today. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, yeah, we've got 1 Corinthians 15. Before we get there, though, I don't know, just something I heard somebody say last week, and I kind of had a check, and I just wanted to throw it out to you here. I mean, I don't know. You know, you're not an expert, but, I mean, you translated the New Testament. We read from the devotional commentary. And so talking about the love of God, and someone said that, you know, and God is love. Certainly the scriptures say that. We've talked about the word chesed. Michael Card wrote a whole book on loving kindness. And But the comment that I heard was that, you know, God is love and he loves us not because of anything within us. That it's almost, and it sounded like the word obligated wasn't said, but it was really emphasized how much God is love. And the person who said it said, God doesn't love us because of anything within us. And so, I don't know, I kind of came away going, is that the case? So.
Yeah, I struggle with that. And part of the reason I struggle with that is that God created us in his image. And we were created and called very good. And, you know, so I think that there's something from the beginning in us as humans that makes us lovable.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, for sure, God is love. And I think that it's important for us spiritually and psychologically to recognize that we are of infinite value and worth. I think it changes how we understand God, how we understand ourselves when we see that we were created with worth and still have worth.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't mean we can earn God's affection.
Yeah.
That's not what I'm implying.
Mm-hmm.
But that we are lovable because God made us lovable.
Yeah, it just seems like that's a broader, fuller story there rather than just there's nothing within you and just to beat down the sinfulness part. And I'm not denying that we're sinful and fall short of the glory of God. But if you don't back up to, and I think that's where it's biblical, where you say Psalm 139, fearfully and wonderfully made. Genesis says the soul, breath of God's mouth. So he's the one who's made us. So again, I don't think it's out of obligation. He is love. So, all right. So just some thoughts there. It is 1 Corinthians 15 up to 45 through 49 here in the resurrection chapter today.
Yeah, that says the scriptures tell us the first man, Adam, became a living person, but the last Adam, that is Christ, is life-giving spirit. What comes first is the natural body, then the spiritual body comes later. Adam, the first man, was made from the dust of the earth, while Christ, the second man, came from heaven. Earthly people are like the earthly man, and heavenly people are like the heavenly man. Just as we are now like the earthly man, we will someday be like the heavenly man.
And in your devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, you tackle those five verses this way in 1 Corinthians 15. The first Adam had life, but the second Adam gave life. I formed Adam from the dust of the earth. My son has eternally existed in heaven. You are flesh and spirit together. They make you fully and uniquely human. Final thought.
Yeah, I think that last point there, that you are flesh and spirit together, which make you fully and uniquely human. You know, I think so often it's easy to think just about the spiritual part or just about the bodily part, but they exist together in harmony.
Very good. Thank you, friend. Have a good Monday. There we go. Jason Cairns, our buddy on the best 5 minutes of the day, WWIB. He's a stand-up comic. He's a pastor. He's Drew Fralick from Detroit, Michigan, Renaissance Vineyard, where he co-pastors with his wife, Lori. Good morning.
Hey, what's up, Mark? How you doing?
Are you over your jet lag from your return trip from Ethiopia now?
I think so. I've been tired, but I think I'm getting there. So I'm mostly good.
We talked to you last Monday, which was Eclipse Day. That was before the eclipse. How well did you experience it?
So the eclipse, we saw the full thing. It was like 3.5 minutes of total darkness.
What was it like?
It was incredible. It was one of the craziest things I've ever seen.
Huh.
And it was just like pitch black. It was like the middle of the night.
Wow.
In the middle of the day. And then about a minute into it, it looked like the sunrise was happening in 365 degrees all around you. It was amazing.
Well, it sounds like it was the biggest travel event of the year for people. And it sounds like it was worth it. Now, you left Detroit and went to where?
We went to Indiana.
Okay.
We were at Shane's house. You remember him from the Larry Crabb thing.
Yeah, right. So, okay.
And, it was great. We had a great time.
All right.
I wanted to share something with you. This is a little more on the Bible end than the comedy end. I hope that's okay. That's fine.
It's a Christian radio station.
It's a Christian radio station. So yesterday I preached. It was Sunday morning. And preaching is kind of this thing. It's a creative process. It's a collaboration with the Holy Spirit. And things come up, you know. And so I'm getting ready to preach this sermon, and about 2 days before, I'm just getting these themes of Arnold Schwarzenegger just coming up.
Huh.
And I'm like, what is going on here? So yesterday, at the last minute, I sort of made some changes, and I preached from James chapter 1, and it was kind of like an Arnold Schwarzenegger-themed sermon. I think I told you I met him back in 2010. I don't know if I shared that story.
I don't remember that. No, I don't remember that.
Well, there we go. That's what we'll talk about next week.
Yeah.
But he had this really interesting... So we were looking at that verse, and it was saying, be doers of the word, not just hearers. And somebody who just hears and doesn't do anything about it is sort of like a man who looks in the mirror and then walks away and forgets what he looks like. So Arnold had this really interesting quote. I never thought Arnold Schwarzenegger would clarify scripture for me.
Yeah.
But he had this interesting quote where he says, people think I'm a narcissist because I constantly look in the mirror, but that's how I check my progress, essentially. I'm not doing it to check myself out. I'm checking my progress. And he's saying, a swimmer has a stopwatch to check their progress, and a jumper has a rope to see how much farther they're jumping each week. And for a weightlifter or bodybuilder like Arnold was, the mirror is sort of his thing to check. Am I making any progress? And when I read that verse just clicked for me, like, look into the mirror of God's word and check your progress. It's not a narcissistic thing, you know?
Yeah, right.
And so that was really interesting. I just wanted to share that. I never imagined Arnold Schwarzenegger would help me understand scripture.
We have a Wisconsin tie to Arnold, and that is because... He actually either attended or graduated from UW-Superior.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so he's a Wisconsinite.
So
all right.
I will see your Arnold Schwarzenegger and raise you one. So there you go.
There you go. Okay. Well, maybe next week we can talk more Arnold or whatever.
Sounds good. And we will get your Arnold Schwarzenegger story and eventually get recapped on your trip to Ethiopia. Thank you, Drew, from DrewFralick.com here on WWIB. All right, weekend recap. We haven't done this for a while, I think, but here we are on April 15th, tax deadline day, and three things stand out for me recapping the weekend. Double trouble. Got to be the announcer voice on four of the different fun ads in this particular kind of radio drama production, installment 5. And my two oldest, Evelyn and Dawson, of course, Dawson from The Drive, were in that. So great to perform alongside of them. And a lot of laughs, especially. I think it got better and better even by Saturday night. A very lively crowd raising money for Feed My People. Softball doubleheader on WOGO, and the Chihai girls now 6-0 as they took care of business against Marshfield. May have caught a bit of sunburn, though, on the neck. And got to play Dad to the Rescue as Elena was at a dance competition in Shakopee, Minnesota on Sunday. I got a text early into church, can you please bring something I need? So met my wife in the Roberts area. So recapping the weekend.
There you go. My weekend, Saturday was... Friday night, it started off with a McDonald baseball game against Regis. Regis looking really good this year. Have a standout freshman pitcher, and they got the win on Friday night. And then up quite early on Saturday morning, I actually got up about 4 in the morning and got my run in. And then I headed down to Beaver Dam and was helping move my brother. And again, so just got to ride back and forth. It's about 3 hours down there. So my sister Promise and I rode together. So it was just good. Sometimes, you know, when you have adult siblings, we just don't get to catch up as much. So when you're trapped in a car together for 3 hours, a lot of things
right.
you got to chat about. So,
right.
So I enjoyed that time with my little sister a lot. And again, a long, long day of moving. Got back just before midnight. And thank you to Promise for helping drive a little bit. So I didn't fall asleep on the road, but then up early again on Sunday morning and enjoyed some time with church family and back for Cooper's baseball practice and fell asleep pretty early last night.
Sounds like a busy weekend.
Yes. And again, just going back to last week, we're looking for final tallies with some gifts that were promised and still in the mail. Hopefully we'll have an update by Wednesday or so for you about Single Mom Saturday. But again, well over $20,000, it looks like, Ray. So just from the bottom of my heart, thank you all for your incredible response to that last week. We are very, very grateful.
All right. We haven't done this for a long time.
We haven't, and we might be a little out of practice, but we're going to be the best we can.
Yeah. All right, you know, actually, this might be a double joke, so here we go. It's got kind of a math theme. There's a fine line between a numerator and a denominator. Sadly, only a fraction of people understand this.
I like that one. That's good. What have I got here? Well, you know what? Going through a home building project, and I asked my builder how the house construction was going. He said the first floor is going great, but the second floor, well, that's a different story.
Okay, I like that. All right, I'm going to stick with the math theme on my second joke as well. Caleb, did you hear about the mathematician who's terrified of negative numbers?
I didn't.
Yeah, he'll stop at nothing to avoid them.
Oh, man.
Keep with the construction theme.
All right.
You know what? Not all construction jobs are equally fun. Drilling holes is boring. But fixing two pieces of metal together is riveting.
Very good. And finally, this morning, I'm breaking away from math. What's the difference between ignorance and apathy?
I'm not sure.
Well, actually, I don't know, and I don't care.
All right, one more for me on this Makers Laugh Monday morning. Your joke's always welcome on the Wib Listener line. Leave them in your own voice. We love that. 715-396-1670. Sad news, the man who invented throat lozenges passed away last week. There was no coffin at the funeral.
Okay.
Oh, man.
All right, there you go on the Wib Wake Up Show on a Monday morning. We're out of practice, but we did what we could.
On a Monday, how about some honest slogans here on the Wib Wake Up Show on WWIB? For instance, Netflix. Spend more time searching than actually watching.
Very true. Honest slogans here on the Wib Wake Up Show. Instagram, mask your bad photos with filters.
How about this one? Honest slogans, Nature Valley granola bars, crumbs everywhere.
Why do my kids have to bring those in the car? Honest slogans here on the Wib Wake Up Show on a Make Us Laugh Monday. LinkedIn, connect with people for no reason at all. What is the point of that?
I don't know if Best Buy will try this, but the honest slogan recommendation for them, try it out before buying it on Amazon.
Indeed. Honest slogans here in the Wib Wake Up Show. Sun chips. Opening the bag is louder than eating the chips.
Those are good, actually.
They are.
Honest slogans. WebMD. Convince yourself that you have a terminal illness. Ouch.
Isn't that true? Honest slogans for Hidden Valley Ranch. Makes vegetables bad for you.
I don't think they're going to go with that. Honest slogans, Ticketmaster, we're going to charge you whatever we want.
Indeed they do. And finally, an honest slogan for Coffee Mate Creamer, helps you pretend you actually like coffee.
I'm thinking the cup I'm drinking could use some.
There you go. Honest slogans here at WWIB, where our slogan is, we are family. And we're so glad you're part of it.
The Wake Up Show here on Monday, the 15th of April, and things everyone should know by age 40. You're still a few years off, Caleb.
So I've still got an excuse if I don't know all of these things. You, though, my friend, I mean, these are things that should be old hat for you.
I guess they should. We'll see. The first one is, nothing beats a good night's sleep. I think I said that just last night.
Right? Very true. Things everyone should know by age 40 here on WWIB. One's career path can include multiple forks in the road. That's
it can.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. You may move to Africa at some point. Another thing to know by 40, if you're not a people person by then, you'll probably never be one.
Things everyone should know by age 40. Man, we probably could stand to learn this one a lot earlier in life. When to talk and when to listen.
Can I quote James 1:19? Be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to become angry. Always a good reminder. Another thing to know by age 40, exercise is a wonderful antidote to just about anything.
And how about this one? A good read is a wonderful antidote to just about anything.
Oh, that sounds good. Also, the word success takes on much, much less meaning after 40.
There you go. Things everyone should know by age 40. 99% of the stuff learned in college is not an important part of your life.
Yeah, there you go. College enrollment's down. Hey, also something to know by 40, you need to know your way around a kitchen.
Indeed. I finally started to figure out how to use our Pampered Chef can openers. Okay. I mean, that seems like a victory. We've got a few more years.
It's a start.
Things everyone should know by age 40. How about this one? 40 is still young and you've got plenty left in the tank.
And finally, by age 40, hopefully you know how to change a tire and a diaper.
There you go. And hopefully change plenty of diapers. Hopefully you don't have to change a lot of tires if your car runs all right.
Yeah.
So good to have that skill.